time.
Here we go.
Time for the Saturday run.
Get around him.
Ahead of your Triple M footy triple header.
Get your facts right.
Lighten up. Take your toil.
Hard Yakka. For a new breed of legends.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's.
Triple M rocks footy.
Saturday afternoon, the Saturday rub as we get ready for North Melbourne and Hawthorn. That game's down in Tassie. But we're a couple of hours away from that, so I'm looking around to see the duck is ready to go.
Yes,
tight t-shirt, tight t-shirt. Same means business. Bill, loose t-shirt. We're going to get to him in just a second. We've got Damo nice and focused. Bernard with enough coming up later on. I understand Bill's put his own quiz together today. Have you lost a bit of faith in the, in the question master?
Yes, I have.
Right.
Yes.
So you've gone your own way.
Well, some questions that I've made up, I've brought to the table. I bring something to the table, unlike you, Duck. Let's have a look at your book. I just want to open it and see what.
He's got a book today.
Well, he's got a book and a pen. Here we go. I want to see what Duck's got in his little. Absolutely nothing.
It's a new book.
You could write your name on it or something. Do something.
He's got a pen as well.
Yeah.
You can start writing things down.
New breed of Aussie legends. Toughness is in their DNA. McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocking Saturday afternoon footballer.
How are you, Boohoo?
I look across at the bar. I'm going to get to you in just a second.
Hi, hoi. Hi, hoi.
Boo hoo, Brayshaw.
Don't wind him up.
Paper and this person has had a fixation with me for many, many years, which I find hilarious. But
so is Caroline.
Take, oh, no, well, see, that's a 20-year fixation.
Still, set it up.
The only thing I take extreme exception to is the inference that I have ever been on a stage and discussed you and what happened with your relationship, which you, I'm looking you in the eye and you and I are great friends. I've never done that ever in my life.
Well, it doesn't say that in here. It said you did it with Gary.
Well, and I've never done it with Gary.
Anyway, for the people who are wondering, today's Saturday's Herald Sun and page 13.
Don't give it any more credit than that, Bill. I'm just saying that I have never stood on a stage
into another story, Jim.
And said anything about that particular issue, and I never would out of respect for my great friends. Now,
is that me?
Yes, you're one of them.
That's nice.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So that would never happen, Bill.
We haven't seen
so
such...
that's a complete lie.
Quote, unquote. We haven't seen such sooking since James Brayshaw, that's you, threw his toys out of the cot after we repeated some of his blokey ha-haing. I think that's... Is that his name?
That's not his.
Ha-haing. At a Triple M media function about his mate Gary Lyon's relationship. Yeah,
which never happened.
And what was the nickname that she
and
said?
And then she said here, Boo-hoo Brayshaw is possibly the best.
I couldn't give a rat's ass about anything else, but that is completely incorrect. And needs to be addressed.
Seriously, how have you been pitchforked into that story, though?
Because that's with Dermot and, of course, Rex's.
Yeah, I don't know. It won't surprise you to know, Purple, I don't make a habit of reading anything that particular person writes, so I've got no clue. But that is factually incorrect, Bill.
I know. And I was at the function.
It is offensive for me to think that ever happened.
Yeah.
Now, we move on because, Damo, there's a bit going on with our man.
Well, there is.
I'm going to start.
Which
man? I'm opening the batting.
Actually, I'd rather you start. Yep.
Well, this is where Bill's at.
Oh, no. Bernard.
Where is he at?
He's writing down boo-hoo.
He doesn't know how to spell it.
Actually,
he's
going B-double-O, maybe H-double-O.
Bill has taken on an ambassadorial role
question mark
with a weight loss company making shakes.
Shakes. Ice away.
Right. So he's taken this role on, and I strongly suspect he's accepting an urn for it.
Yes.
And then, so there's the first thing. He's also, with five of his mates from Geelong, formed a fat club.
Yep.
Where they go to the gym.
Formed a fat club.
And try and address, and that's a very good thing.
Our issues.
And so this is all in the month of July, or in fact, just before July.
This is Andrew Buse's gym.
Yeah, there's the second bit.
Yeah.
And then the third bit is, for very good charity, the hospital down at Bowen.
Bowen Health Foundation.
He's also doing Dry July.
Yeah.
So we've got all of those.
The trifecta.
We've got all of those moons aligning.
Yeah.
And yet somehow.
Yeah.
Bill's fatter. Bill weighs more now than he did when he began all three of those.
He's not drinking, go to the gym.
Yeah, I'm not drinking. Well,
much.
It's Dry July, so Carlton Dry and Scotch and Dry. No, I'm not drinking, so that's good. At Bowen Health, we're number one in Australia. We went with that yesterday.
Unbelievably good thing
charity.
You're doing.
Yeah. Raised 60 grand for that, by the way.
I'm not talking about any of that.
Well,
how is it that when you step on the scales, you weigh more?
No. I haven't got scales at home. I don't have scales at home. But what I have got is a belt that I need a new hole puncher.
Not.
Mate, I'm telling you.
You are a bullet. Don't
look.
Look at the
look.
Belt. It's belt. Exactly the same hole there's always been.
Chewed by a dog.
Has copped a flogging. Have you ever seen a belt like that?
Look at that.
What else? In his jocks.
And it's fall down if I don't wear a belt.
That's the same hole that's been in that belt for 20 years.
Jim, there's a lot of notches there.
So all of this, Damo, is on the back of something that's about to happen with our man.
Well, this is even more disturbing, Jim, because...
What's happening now?
What we've learned, he's massive in Victoria.
Not really.
Oh, no, we'll give him that. He's massive in Melbourne, isn't he? He can walk into any venue, any function, any
And find
any
a nuffie and start talking
to him. Yeah, he will find that person and speak to that person.
And annoy them.
We know he's got the pockets of Adelaide where pretty big. And Perth, I know you've got that wide as well.
Small pocket.
Not really.
We have learned, and he doesn't like it when we say this about him, that he's not known outside of the football states. So when he gets to New South Wales and Queensland, he's out of his depth.
I'm a New South Welshman.
I know, but they don't know who you are, and they don't know who Gary Ablett.
They got no idea who you are.
Senior is, let alone junior. So, and the reason we raise this, Jim, is because there's a listener event that has been planned, a massive one, with serious national identity people in Jessica Rowe and Matt O'Kine, who runs the, a national... A national breakfast show on Triple J. Jessica, massive around the country.
Yeah.
And the third member of this panel event for listener is Bill.
Oh, no. Where?
Hang on.
Where
it's being held in Sydney.
Oh, no.
And Bill, it's not going to work if you continue with those jokes about like a bands and sparring with Gary Ablett.
Circumcision.
And doing the footy show. Walk.
What are you going to go with, Bill?
Got circumcised.
No, I
couldn't walk for a year. You can't anyway, Duck.
You explained it the other eight
last
times.
Last time you told it,
No, I've got it. Well, that's my sporties. I have a couple of different, briefs I go with.
What do you go with?
Really? This is a more serious, the national one. I'll
give
pull
us
out
the serious one.
So what are you
I've got to sit down because I'm on a panel. I wasn't sure who I was on the panel
with. Matt O'Kine and Jess Roden. Yeah, massive identities.
They're big, and they'll be known in Sydney.
You'd know them, Bill.
So I'll start. I'll start with something just off the top.
Like what?
TV puts weight on you.
Oh no!
Puts 15 kilos on you, and by the look of it in the room here, a couple of you blokes should never go on TV.
Oh, that's gonna lay him in the aisles.
That's gonna go really well.
That's gonna get you off the flyer.
But it's coming up, so it's a very important function for the listener for Triple M.
It is.
I see no one else got invited around here, around the table. Not you, Duck.
No.
Who's pretty well known. Not you, Damien.
No, I didn't get invited.
You put him to sleep.
Bernie
doesn't know how to talk, and he's still got that stupid cut on his head. And Boo Boo.
I was meant to be there, but Boo-boo. I'm in Perth.
You're apparently throwing all the toys out of the cot, so you're not going. You didn't get asked.
Oh, I certainly have with you.
You didn't get asked.
I did, Boo-boo. And I'm in Perth.
No.
Bill.
What?
I'm interested. I want a camera rolling over how you get this one started.
Yes.
Is he starting?
Because if you don't get it underway well, it'll just fall as flat.
It'll be all right on the night. Don't worry. You don't worry about it. You don't play the game before the game.
Have you got an assistant with who helps you with these speeches for
Mouse,
such audiences?
Mouse comes around. He follows me around and he gives me some good feedback.
No. Does he?
I'll give you some of my notes.
But... Haven't got one note there, Doug. Not one. No, we'll be right. That's a big event for the Triple M listener.
It is. I just hope you don't... Blow it up. The people who attend.
Yeah. Hey, Noah Cumberland, you're feeling for.
Yeah.
Just playing in his, fourth game. You know, so he's a baby and he's got bloody good talent too. He's playing very nicely.
Third game.
And he takes that mark. He is a thumping kick, Bernard.
Yeah,
so he's got that trip all day long. But it wasn't aware that there were only 2 seconds left. Played on thinking he was doing the right thing and then she's all over.
Yeah, and you could see him bent over, almost crying after the game. That's how much it meant to him. But the senior leaders got around him. That's not his fault, but he was just trying to do the right thing.
But you know what time it is, surely.
No, well, you don't know exactly how much time it is.
You know there's not long.
Well, they hold up all those signs there.
But if you're a bit worried about the distance, Bill, you're going to take that little bit extra.
But he's a thumping left footer.
Imagine if he went back slow and there was someone on and there was a little bit more time. You'd be going, why didn't he get back or play on and kick to him? So... I mean,
it wasn't as big a mistake,
thing.
Was it, as the other Noah, Bolter, who allowed the 30 one. Seconds to elapse into 34, 35 seconds. Umpire called
because
play
you've
on.
You've only got to just start your run up.
Yep. Yeah.
You can actually take as long as you like to kick the ball. You just got to get started.
So I'm in a pub watching it last night. So there's no volume, right?
Yeah. Not
couldn't
drinking.
Hear you on Brian.
Couldn't hear
you. Not drinking.
Drinking,
yeah.
No. Really?
Just pineapple
just
juice.
Just eating ribs.
And that's lots what you're doing.
Big rib, actually. Oh. Big rib. And pineapple
big
juice.
Ribs.
That's my new drink. Anyway.
Pineapple juice. Why do you drink that, Bill?
Rose.
No.
Listen to Rose.
Rose knows that's bullshit.
I don't know what it means.
That's what that is.
I don't know why Rosie's laughing.
No, don't ask. No.
I'm not in on that.
So I don't know what's going on here with Noah Bolter because he's gone back to have a shot. Next minute, Frederick's come across and smothered it.
Yep.
And you had a different.
Yeah, well, the ground followed because the ground camera was right behind him.
But you couldn't tell what was going on because he flashed across and went bang and smothered it.
Well, that's because you didn't have any audio. If you had audio, you would have known.
Yeah, well, I was bemused.
Were you?
So what happened? He obviously took too long. Yeah, but how does Frederick hear that? He must be standing right next to the umpire.
Blowing. The whistle was blowing. In other words, you've got to get going, and he hadn't, and then play on.
The umpire was quite clear.
He was.
Very
he?
Clear.
And it was more than 30 seconds.
It was. It was closer to 35 than 30. So, yeah, right call by the umpire. And it's left both teams in a world of hurt from what they wanted to do, in that Richmond needed the win to stay inside the eight, and the Dockers needed the 4 points to stay in the race for the top four.
How do we assess Richmond's last 3 weeks?
Oh, no good.
They hand the Gold Coast a 30-point lead and get done with a kick after the siren.
Yep. Last 3 goals of the game.
Then they have 40 more scoring shots than North and find a way to lose that game with another 40 entries or whatever. I mean, they were all over. Should have won that game by 50 points. And then they draw a game last night where they had 2 shots, or should have had, inside the last minute, and didn't get either of them away.
Dimmer nailed it last week. He said, we're beating ourselves at the moment. Yeah. And that's exactly what they've done. As simple as that.
You can only do that for so long, though. Mm. If you want to make the eight, they've shot themselves in the foot almost. Well, they've opened the door.
Wasn't it a great game?
They never used to lose close games.
Yeah. No.
They always won those.
St Kilda win over West Coast, or the Dogs beat Melbourne, and they're in the eight at the end of this round. It was a very good first half, Bill.
No.
The first half was like a final.
Yep.
But the second half, the scoring just dried up and it became a very difficult
game. I thought it was played at Ballarat in wind and rain. It was 7 goals apiece or something.
Yeah, but it was 4 goals or 5 goals apiece at half time. The first half was very good, I thought.
I'm not pulling that out and going to watch it again.
So sorry, what are you not doing?
Pulling out the DVD and watching that again.
Yeah,
or the beater.
What do you think? I thought the first half was great.
I thought it was a dogfight in around the contest. Even in the second half, there's some big contests. Like, it was a real final. There's a lot of scoring. But there was still some big contests, which we love to see. We can have good games at a low scoring.
Yeah, I know
Bill?
That.
So, Duck, for me, the same questions asked about Freo today as we asked this time last year.
Yep.
Their lack of presence forward of the ball has to come back to one. I know Lobb didn't play, but I don't see that enough out of him anyway. And Tabiner last night, I mean, they just need someone to stand under the footy.
When he's on Tabiner, that is, and as you said, and Lobb, when they're marking the footy, and then obviously with Fife going forward, I think on any given day, they are capable of kicking a big score. But they've been inconsistent, like most teams this year. I haven't seen any side this year that you've said, you know what, they've been consistent and they've played the same and they've scored heavily week after week.
I reckon.
Oh, probably. Past couple of months.
Yeah.
And Melbourne for the first 10, but not since round 10. Yeah.
But so, Melbourne have a similar issue for me. Forward 50 connection.
If they don't get a real contest out of Ben Brown, and obviously if Gorn's not clunking it,
he's out tonight.
Last week they went a bit more of a hybrid style forward line with putting Melchum up forward, which I like, by the way, but that only works if you get an utter and complete contest out of Ben Brown. You know, he cannot be pushed under the footy or pushed off the footy or the line of the footy. He's got to compete really hard. If you get that, then you're predictable.
So for me,
where's Tom McDonald, by the way? How far?
Still some weeks. Last time I checked, it was always going to be line ball to get back.
It'd be a risk for him to get back in, say, 3 or 4 weeks, and then try to come back into that forward line.
Duck, for me, if I'm Justin Longmuir and you've got Tabiner, for instance, well, I'm going to find vision of Drew Petrie from the back end of his career and roll the tape and go, mate, this bloke wasn't a superstar. He wasn't, you know, he wasn't Jeremy Cameron. But when the ball was in the air, he jumped ferociously at it. He never got outmarked. He then, when it hit the deck, you had to, you know, work hard to get out of his tackling area. He worked his ass off forward of the ball.
And there's another great example of that. And I don't know how he played. I didn't watch the first quarter last night, but I think Jack Riewoldt over his career, he does it for an undersized forward.
Yep.
Jack Riewoldt competes. And that's and that's why Richmond have done what they've done.
So that's all you want.
Correct. Correct.
Yep. That's all you want out of him.
Just on Richmond, there was a setback to the hamstring that Dusty Martin has had during the week, and it now means effectively that at best he won't be returning until round 23, and that's an at best case
Could
scenario.
Could he have played
his
last game for Richmond?
Yeah, it's possible, Jim.
Really?
Yeah, it's possible if they missed the finals. That is a possibility. Now, we've discussed it regularly on this show, haven't we? And we don't have answers. But the people at the club don't have answers either. They haven't asked him recently. There's clearly a conversation has been had of a nature of that type that has people speculating on it. But, yeah, given that there's now another 3 to 4 weeks added to the already three-week absence, we're up to around 20 going in for Richmond's next game. There's a week between, obviously, round 23 and the finals. Yes. That will be his friend if they get through.
Given how private Dusty is, and shy, if you want to call it that, I can't see Dusty going to another club and blending into a
You've said that,
Doug,
yeah. And it would only be one of the two Sydney clubs. Yeah, that's all it would be, yeah.
He's very comfortable with his inner circle, isn't he?
You've been maintaining that.
Yeah.
Medium term, the club come out and said. Medium term. So is that... What are you saying? That's
with
4 weeks
with the
injury.
Well, they also said it was hamstring awareness when he subbed himself off in that game in question, which was his best game of the year. And he actually made comment to a teammate within that game against West Coast that he was back, just along the lines of, this is the best I've felt all year. And then he pinged the hamstring moments later and hasn't been seen on the ground since.
What a thing that would be if the greatest ever Tiger just drifts off into the sunset and we never see him play footy again.
Yeah.
But it's possible with Dusty.
It is.
He's a different, you know, the way he thinks about footy is different to most.
And he's achieved
everything.
What would he do? No idea. But he's got...
Is that what you're saying, Doug? He might not play at all next year.
I think he'll still be at Richmond.
Yeah. I think that's favourite option, Burns, just for what it's worth. I mean, we're talking about this. If you're putting a percentage on it, I think it's more than 50% that he is at Richmond, but the conversation just will not go away.
Yep.
All right, we're getting to our first break. Bill's crafted his own quiz, which worries the hell out of all of us.
Not very well.
No.
I've seen it.
Will, our producer, said to me, I'm very concerned about Bill, full stop.
I'm concerned about him.
Are you?
Yeah.
Look at the two of them. Go and have a concern off. Nuff Nuff coming up as well.
And we're going to talk about the Chief too, Jim.
I can't believe what I heard about the Chief.
Radio yesterday on your show, on the Rush Hour. We had to raise it with Chief last night.
We're going to get to that next. And no shortcuts. Hard Yakka make it tough. They make it look good like me. Born in 1930, legendary status in their heritage. Get out of here, fat guts. So that is all still to come on a magnificent Saturday rub ahead of North Melbourne and Hawthorn for McDonald's and Remont Water, Triple M Rocks Footy.
Now you can stream every AFL match live with Triple M Footy.
Beautiful finish.
Just download the Listener app and select Triple M.
Bernie Vince, just getting ready for Nuff Nuff demo. I know you've got something you want to go with, and I loved it because it happened on our show yesterday.
Yeah.
Fats there, Ducks there, of course. Beautiful Hose Mary keeping everyone nice and straight and in touch. But we had an interesting situation in the Friday Brag Artist yesterday. I'm at Marvel. Fats here, Rabs and the Hose, obviously, and everyone doing a magnificent job, a wit. And this call came through. Hose, I was worried about it from the start because I could see written on the screen what this particular person was ringing about.
Yes.
A hole in one.
He's claimed that he had a hole in one at St. Andrews. He rang up before we'd even started to take calls. He was that excited about it. And we love stuff like that. Yep. You're not.
Yeah, St. Andrews Beach.
Oh,
I'm not. Down the peninsula. British Open, right.
So we're taking that. I'm seeing the name in the caller and I'm thinking, oh, this will be good. Bloke's had a hole in one at St. Andrews.
Nice young kid.
Magnificent course to the point where I'm thinking, I wonder which hole I'm starting to map him out in my head. He then comes on. Are we going to play it?
Yep. Yeah.
He then comes on and this is what comes out. Oscar's in Mornington.
Oscar De La Hoya.
I just got told by the mum the other day, back in the Chiefs heyday, he used to use mum's solarium. Used to come in once a week.
The Chief?
The big Chief special, he called it, which was great. But one time he came in, got the Chief special, didn't like the colour. So a bit too light for his liking, so he got the double sizzle, came out of it. Came in real brown, came in nice and hot.
Jeepers.
You know what? You know what he said?
What?
I'll two for one, thanks. The double sizzle for the price of one, the big chieftain.
Bill and I are looking at each other going, what? This is where's this gone?
I thought it was a setup.
I 100% thought it was a setup.
Well, in true Triple M fashion, Jim, on the Friday huddle, we ambush Chief with this theory. Now we couldn't verify it in advance.
No.
And I'll get you to see if you think there is some truth in it, given that the Chief then had this to say when we did put it on him.
Oh, no.
I would do it before I was about after the winter here. And I'm about to go to holiday in Queensland just to take a little bit of the...
pastiness off.
Yes, correct.
He's confirmed using solariums. Now, whether it was used in the way that your caller on the rush hour suggested and whether he got the two-for-one deal and a double sizzle and the Chief special, that was good delivery by those
double sizzle.
But he's admitted that he went to a solariums. And Jim, this is the more disturbing part about this, because you wouldn't have heard this bit. We then got on to a little bit more detail as to what sort of a arrangement he got when he put the lid down on the said device. Oh, no. And this is very scary.
Did you wear anything?
Not back in the day, Dave.
Oh, no. I wanted the answer to that question.
What about you, Chief?
Nothing. Yes, that's what you did. That's what you did. So it's got Chief fried solarium pills.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
I love hose.
Can you just visualise that just for a moment? I don't want to do it for too long, but just visualise the big Chief getting in there.
I don't want to do that.
But he went back again because he was too light, so he went back again.
Double sizzle.
You'd be a solarium operator. Back in the day.
I have had one in my whole life.
One in my whole life.
I tried. Someone said try it many years ago, and I tried it, and I thought it's unsafe.
Did you? Unsafe.
Did you nude up?
No. I had speedos.
Bill, let's go around the room.
So why do you nude up? Is that the tan line?
The line.
Was that was your experience, Bill?
I haven't had one. No. I haven't had one.
I haven't either. I reckon you would have been.
No, I haven't. No.
Never
Jim?
One.
No, you would have, Jim.
I've never
Boo-hoo,
been.
You would have
never been.
Got to try everything once.
Both. Let's go. Keep going. Who's had Botox in the room?
Hey?
Botox.
You've got to try everything.
Hey, let's start
you
this
certainly
end.
Haven't
start
this end.
Let's go. Botox. How many times? come on. We're all in this together.
Friends. About 4,800.
Have you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Righto. No. I haven't. No.
No.
You should.
Negative.
Jim?
No.
Oh, there's a bit
you've
of
had something.
There's
yeah.
a bit of a grin there.
Hang on. My sister, who's not with us anymore, I have never had Botox.
Okay, yeah, right. What else can we have?
But the Chief, clearly, we go back to Chief because this was not a one-off.
You need a lip enhancement, Bill.
This was a regular occurrence for the Chief, clearly.
Well, it was, and because he used to go to Queensland a lot. But the other disturbing part of the conversation last night, and this was revealed too by Nathan Brown, who is very open, I think, at times too open on air. He admitted that when he was playing for Richmond, Terry Wallace, who is known to have had a solarium in
his own house, the coach,
went round to his house on invitation and jumped into Plough's solarium again nude.
Like, what?
A coach and a player in the coach's house, in the coach's solarium.
They're not both nude in the solarium.
No. Well, they're not together.
Did you find
is this sure?
Bill's got them spooning.
I got them spooning nude together. No wonder Nath got a game.
People are doing this, like the Chief in the nude and Brownie and stuff. You'd want to hope they're cleaning it properly. Like the sweat. Like, you actually sweat in there, Bill. That's the idea of it. It's just
hot. Rosie, these are the things that are now banned.
Like they're illegal, Jim.
I realise
backyard ones.
So Doug's only done it once.
I did.
Got a few problems with Triple M.
Chief, the thing with Chief, did you hear Nick Riewoldt during the week? I think it was with Will on the Brekkie Show. Was that during the week? Talking about going to a Hawthorn function after they'd lost a game, and Chief was in the corner, not refusing to speak to anyone. Rui said, I'm just quoting the great mayor. Rui said, so I looked across, and there was the great Jason Dunstall. Didn't want to speak to anyone, his own teammates or any supporters or anybody. And he thought, Rui said, he's my hero, but I realised I'd lost the game. And I thought, he must have been just grumpy from losing the game. And he said, then 13 years later, I work with the Chief and realised that's the exact same. Grumpy, he doesn't want to talk to anybody.
He's actually in a good mood,
Jim. That's the Chief. That's how he operates. I still haven't seen him after seeing his family members.
And he's going to grab you and throttle you. I can't wait for it. Remember he nearly threw you through the window at the old studios?
Yes.
He grabbed you.
Yeah, he did. Upside down.
No, I do remember that. He also threw me on a boat holding me by my foot.
That's right.
Dangling over the side of the boat.
Wish he'd dropped
well, that was Spud's fault because I was too nimble for the chief. Oh. So I could get away. Yeah. It was a big boat. I could get away from him.
Big
and then,
boat.
And
big
then
boat.
Spud bloody got in the way and stopped me from getting past. And then the chief latched onto me and that was, we're doing 20 knots and I was just dangling over the side.
I thought that was Fraser Gehrig.
Oh, no, that was another
time. That was at the Prince Hotel in St Kilda. And
a lot of blokes want to belt you.
You've got a few enemies.
You've got that head.
Yeah.
That entitled head.
The chief.
A punchable one.
I've never felt more helpless. Because, Bill, I'm 85 kilos. No, so he's holding me with one arm.
Stop hanging crap on him. Stop hanging shit on him.
He deserves it.
No, he
doesn't. You know he sets his alarm for 11 a.m.?
Yeah.
He gets up at 11.
No, we do a bounce meeting.
Alarm for 11,
we can't have a bounce meeting alarm before 12.
Just
in case he sleeps in past 11.
It's sort of a human. There's something wrong with the chief.
Well, it's also a bit of...
And now it's been explained. He's fried himself in this area over many years.
With the double sizzle.
He's gone back for the double sizzle because he wasn't brown enough, the chief, prior to going to Queensland.
Duck's got that special pizza at Petone. And the chief's got the special solarium off.
The chief's special.
under new ownership now.
Oh, it's plus it's a bit further away.
Away. I'm not sure they're the same.
McDonald's isn't. It's just around the corner. And thanks to them, of course, and Ream Hot Water.
Oh, thank you. Hard just straighten it up again.
We're going to get to a break.
Well done, Boohoo.
And we're going to get to your quiz. Boo-boo. And it better be good.
Oh, straight up.
No, just when we feel like it.
Yeah.
Triple M Rocks Footy.
We have lots of news to discuss with you, Purple, including the draw last night.
You're big on this, Jim. We've discussed this on Saturday Rubs, haven't we, over the journey. Just remind people of your view on
and
you expressed it last night on the coverage.
I thought twice, but I was thinking on the way home, maybe only once, the great pleasure of calling extra time in a final. Yep. It was in Perth, Collingwood, West Coast.
That famous Collingwood
one,
yeah.
It was the most exhilarating experience of my footy broadcasting life because... it was just electric.
Port West Coast?
No, it was Collingwood West Coast.
Collingwood West Coast, yeah.
And it was nuts. And all I remember thinking, Purple, is how great it was and how people at home would have just been, like, couldn't take your eyes off it. And then I'm thinking, well, why don't we just do this in finals? Why don't we do it all the time?
Yeah.
For me, it's a brilliant thing. I'm not a flat earth society. Let's not change anything.
Yeah,
I'm like, if that's as brilliant as it is, why don't we do it all the time? That's my only point.
I think you've got a new fan of your theory, and I'm with you on that too. I wasn't always that way, but I am these days. And Damien Hardwick post-match, who's lamenting only getting two premiership points out of the game, had a similar view, Jim.
Well, I think to me, just keep going till the next score. Like, both sides have got these ridiculous signs up that we hold up with 30 seconds and 10 seconds, and maybe it's just the next score. You know, you look at today's game, it would have been interesting to see that, but who knows?
Having been involved in one in 94.
The first one.
We actually had 14 possessions in 10 minutes.
Yes, correct. just to
kick six, just
did he hand you that sheet?
No, but
Bluey McGrath.
I thought it was great. And nearly had one the week before.
Yes.
The week after with you guys. Could have nearly been two draws in a row, but it wasn't. But I like the fact that you played that extra 5 minutes each way. Yep. I would prefer that rather than next score then you do get the best team, I think, that wins.
That's right.
Next score.
There's a bit of luck.
What about thinking outside the square, like a penalty shootout, like a kick 40 metres out?
I would love that because the pressure of going back and having to nail that one, 30, you'd have them 30 40, out directly 40, in front.
Maybe 35, 40.
Directly in front.
I just love how many, we've seen a couple of kicks after the siren, and how good is it when we're like, oh, this is it. And we nearly had one last night.
Yeah.
But how good would it be knowing that you got to kick it? Like, look, it's soccer shootout.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Or penalty.
World Cup finals are decided on a penalty shootout.
Don't like it, Bill?
No.
There are lots of people that like the draw.
You like the draw, Bill.
You like a boring draw, do you?
Why won't you leave it as a draw? What's wrong with it at the minute?
No,
Tell me.
I just think it adds an element to our
game. It's not broke, so don't fix it.
Because at the end of the day, what it could mean, Bill, Richmond could miss the eight.
So what?
Fremantle could miss the top four because of the draw.
That's what happens.
Either one of those, if they had a win, could be in.
So, Fat,
in that position.
This is my issue with you, for a start, and your mates.
I thought we were mates.
Who all they ever say is, don't change anything, leave it as it is.
Well, so
the 666, I think, is one of the most brilliant things been brought into footy in the last 10 years.
Agreed. Mm-hmm.
You can't throw numbers behind the ball. You can't protect a lead. It makes the game
brilliant. You can make some changes.
After it's bounced.
So you are allowed to change
it. So how's the stand rule going?
I can stand.
I actually like it.
How's the good? The 10 metres by the mark.
They'll fix that.
So that hasn't worked?
Yeah.
I'm not saying you can make some changes for the good.
Well, let's make this change.
No, why?
How good would it be? I can just imagine.
You get
imagine.
2 points each. They can get in. Richmond might make it by 2 points now.
So if you watch it finally get overtime, do you think it's brilliant to watch?
No, not necessarily. I'm happy with that. Everyone wants to watch.
Not necessarily.
He's laughing now.
Luke Jackson.
You blokes want to change the world. You don't have to.
Just have a breath and sit back
and watch it.
We'll
let it go.
We'll be watching it, Luke.
If we want to change everything, we'll stuff the world up.
We'll change you in a minute. I'll
you. Luke when you get to round 19 and people aren't contracted, you know something's going on behind the scenes. And Luke Jackson's been the one, Jim, who's dominated the narrative about leaving Melbourne to go to the Fremantle team and that they're well and truly involved with him. Just want to ask you too, Angus Brayshaw is also a target the Dockers. And it is possible, I'm saying possible, that it would not just be Jackson that leaves Melbourne to go to the Dockers.
My feeling, Purple, is that if Luke Jackson goes, and I think he will gobble up pretty much all the money they've got. Yep. So I don't think that would mean that Angus would be going there or anyone else would be going there, to be honest.
And they've got a part of their proposal that has the double whammy going. Now, they pull it off, I still doubt it.
Yeah, I do too. But I think we saw last night, Duck, we spoke about it earlier, exactly why Luke Jackson's as important to Freo as he is. He's and that's why they've just got to get someone forward of the ball. Yeah. So that's what they're trying to do with him. And if they're offering him $1 million a year, it sounds like a ridiculous amount for a 30-gamer to all of us.
Well, it is.
But when you look at what they haven't got, that's why they're doing it.
Yep. So what did Melbourne get? How does that work?
Well, with him, they'll have to trade for him, but with Brayshaw, it's the free agency on Brayshaw, isn't it? So, and again, how that looks, Bill, we'd be spending an hour now and wouldn't get close to it. So,
Essendon,
he's met with the Age reported that during the week that he'd actually met with Essendon. So that's interesting in and of itself. He did this last time too, didn't he? That he explored the market and stayed with Melbourne. Bill, I'm also hearing that Geelong's really keen on him and they target big names.
How can they fit another one in?
They can fit. They've got a bit of money.
Really?
With Selwood,
Geelong
retire.
Have got a bit of money there. And they
will Selwood retire?
No. At the start of the year, I said yes.
Yeah, you did.
I'll give you five names that are 30 or 32 at Geelong. You tell me if they're going to play on or not. Tom Hawkins plays another two.
Yep.
Isaac Smith.
Play on.
Yep. Play on.
Joel Selwood?
Yeah, I think play on.
His form's good enough to get him again.
Who's the other 30?
Sean Higgins?
No, he probably retires. Yeah. I think Sean, he pulls a...
You're not putting Dangerfield in this conversation?
Well, Dangerfield's over 30.
Where's Blixo?
He plays on.
LG.
Well, Blixo's 30-odd, but he plays on for another 5 years.
He's on five.
So all these older blokes that they talk about at the Cats.
Angus Brayshaw needs to go somewhere where he's playing midfield, though. That's if I'm Angus Brayshaw, I'm going, well, where am I going to play at this club? Because I think he's half back. Yeah, he finds a lot of the footy and sets up a lot, but I think he's a midfielder.
Goody doesn't want to play him, does he?
Well,
no, he doesn't.
And that's part of the problem, I think.
Well, they've got others.
Do you think he'll leave?
I think he will, yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
He won't go to Geelong, though, because why would you want to go there?
Well, they win. There's just three little letters. W-I-N. That helps a lot. Which you'd have no idea.
Melbourne having a real
Your team hasn't won for since... What? Noah was a boy.
Richmond.
They won last week.
They won last week. And
since Noah started packing up the boat, building it.
So he leaves the Premiers to go and live in Packington Street.
Yeah. Or Torquay.
In the narrowest ground with the worst bloody setup of all time. Why did he do that?
Jeremy Cameron. How come he went to Geelong?
No idea.
Patrick Dangerfield, why did he come?
The same thing.
No, I'm saying there's only one reason.
Once they get there,
lifestyle.
They go, going,
lifestyle.
What was I thinking?
Lifestyle. That's why.
This is shitty.
Hospitals, schools.
Brett Ratton.
I just want to ask the guys who relatively recently played Byrne and Duck and Bill. When a coach goes down
relatively,
I said. When a coach goes down the path publicly of saying players are on their last chance, which Brett Ratton did during the week. And then we went through the records and we found that he also said it last year as well, and last year being a season burn in which they came off a finals performance the year before. You haven't got that dice to roll too many times, have you?
No.
And this would have to be the last time he could roll that. Now, Zach Jones has been taken out of the Saints team from last week of a big-name nature.
Yep.
Ultimately, all the other players who he may have been threatening to drop have been given one last chance.
Well, the more you say it and you don't do it, it loses its meaning, doesn't it? Well, I feel, when coaches say big statements like this. Did he delist anyone that he was meaning last year? Do we know?
Is
do we know
who
he's talking when he said they're on their last chance last year?
They won. I did check the records and cross-reference the timing he said it. Yep. They won the next game.
Right.
So it worked last year.
So Zach Jones, is he on his last chance?
Well, he's out. He's out of the team
dropped.
For tonight.
That's
so
what
he
I mean.
Must be on the last
so
chance.
So he's one of those players that they recruited and paid big money to get.
Yep. Yep. Mm. You can't keep going. The high tackle, just before we go, what do we make of that? Because I've got a real problem with how a rule is interpreted for 18 weeks of year and now it's going to be different. I get why. I absolutely get why. I get the protection on the head. And, Duck,
probably
you were strong on this
change
one.
It. Probably shouldn't change the rule.
I just feel sorry for the umpires.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's tough,
that's
isn't it?
Really, really hard. Really hard for them to adjudicate whether they've lowered themselves, whether they've ducked. I probably lean more to what they're going to do now, but I just think that I do think that it opens up for players to go a little bit harder, believe it or not, at the head once they've ducked.
So Cozzy Pickett last week.
So there can be a real coat hanger type situation. Ooh. So they lean in, and you can have a little bit of vigour in how you go about your tackle, and it can be high. And they will get away with it, JB.
They'll stop ducking, though, won't they?
There hasn't been a lot of pushback on it. There's been a couple of coaches, but that's about it. Everyone else has gone good.
Yeah.
Like, it's been universally accepted
as a good
thing.
Yeah, but it's a bit of a red... once again, just to back up, it's a bit of a red flag for those players. You can imagine... I won't use a current player's name, but a player that is naturally aggressive and the way he's going to go, they're going to go about it. And so I think people are going to get hurt.
You reckon they'll get clobbered?
Yep.
Quickly, North Melbourne coaching.
All reports, Jim, and the club's yet to make public its positioning on this. And I probably don't expect them to be specific in what they're going to set out to get, but there will there will certainly be, Duck, a desire to head down the experienced coach path. And while that may sound obvious, you'd think that they would keep a blank canvas. But given the Reece Shaw thing didn't work, given the David Noble thing didn't work, those who've had experience will be absolutely front of mind when it comes to this.
Pleased to hear that it was reported yesterday that Alistair Clarkson has absolutely smashed the $1.6 million figure,
but
which is a nonsense.
Is that not true?
I would hate for that to be said about me.
Yeah.
And so Clarko's come back from overseas and said, where the hell has this number come from?
Well, I don't... Was it...
It paints him in a pretty poor light,
Brown,
if that's what he's demanding.
Was it Tom Brown's reporting on that?
Tom Brown confirmed it, I think.
Why does it paint him in a poor light?
Well, because if you take all that money, there's nothing left to spend in your cap. So it makes you sound, I think, like a very selfish coach, I mean, who only cares about earning money.
But those numbers were pre the cut, the $3.5 million cut on the soft cap. That was when the soft cap was 9.7, and he would have been worth 1.6 on those numbers, but those numbers were pre-COVID. It's now down to $6.2 million for everyone, and it'll go up by 500. But it'll only get back to 6.7. It's still $3 million less in total for each club, less than what it was. Well, so, again, he needs to get his head around that, but that figure was never going to be at play. And it would have been wrong for North to go anywhere near that for where they're at.
And he wouldn't demand that is what's come out, and fair enough too. 133 53 quiz.
Oh, yes!
Get this right.
I've got some intel with the quiz too, Jim.
And it's Bill's quiz
he's
today.
He's been at a trivia night this week and has picked up a few things.
Oh, no.
I'll explain just after the
You've
break.
You've taken questions out of a trivia night.
Out of a pub.
Oh my God.
Why not? They were good questions.
Triple M rocks footy.
And now, across Australia, on the Triple M Network. The punters love it. It's the quiz you've been waiting for.
I want the quiz, mate.
We want the quiz.
It's the Saturday Rub Quiz.
That's the people's quiz.
And here's your host, Billy Brownless.
No, hang on. Before we get to you, Bill. True or false, were you at a trivia night this week and you saw actually a smooth run trivia night, good questions, and thought... And you text our producer, Will Rouston, out here and said, I think this is the way I want to do the quiz.
No.
So Will said to you, okay, well, send me through the questions and we can use them. You have gone and screenshotted Ian Stewart's Wikipedia page and sent it to him.
Oh,
with no questions.
He's plagiarised.
Welcome to Bill's quiz. Some new questions that I've thought
Ian
up.
Ian Stewart.
Thank you very much. Enough. Just shut up. It's Bill's quiz. Here we go. For the people out there, they love it. 1-555-35.
And that's not it.
No.
1-555.
What is it?
No, that's
3-5.
What 3-5,
Jim, can you straighten this
what
up?
What is it, Pineapple?
What are you doing
3-5, triple
IGA, a liquor voucher, $250, yum, yum, yum. Of course, the other wording with that, Jim, IGA.
It's on your sheet.
You've got it, haven't you?
Yeah.
I haven't got it.
Off the wood?
Off the wood. Tastes nothing better than an IGA, $250. Thank you very much.
$250.
And we go to Angelo. Hello, Angelo.
Digging a hole, boys.
Digging a hole.
What? Filling it with water?
What are you going to fill it
good
with?
On him.
What are you digging a hole for?
Trying to find a water leak. I'm not getting very far.
It would be filling with water.
What do you need there? You need the dishwashing spade. Liquid and they do blow little bubbles. That's how you find a leak.
That's gas, Bill. Gas.
That's on the gas connections.
Yeah, that's right. It's a gas bottle. Righto, Angelo, here we go. Bill's quiz, welcome. Here we go. Which player? Some numbers were out during the week, which this is part of the other bits of information I found for the quiz. This is my bit.
Is it?
Yeah. You would have seen these in the papers. Which player in round 18 registered the AFL record for the most tackles in a game, Angelo?
Which was this week, just gone.
Rory Laird.
Well done.
Oh, Stumpy. Nice.
20.
Yes.
Most tackles ever in a game. Well done to Rosa. A lot of tackles in that game. You called it last week.
Yes. Means you haven't got the ball. Berry, means you haven't got the ball.
Oh, thank you, Ian Stewart.
Wikipedia.
Question two. Who has the record for the most marks in a game?
Brian Lake.
Oh, what have you been reading?
He's reading them all.
Where'd you get this, Ange?
You went to it.
This could be a quick quiz if he's read all the stats.
He read what I read.
Well, they came out in AFL.com this week.
Well, that's I just said that. Well, Brian Lake took 24 marks.
Go well, Jim.
I think Joel Bowden took 41 uncontested marks when they were just chipping away there one day. That's uncontested.
Well, it's not the most.
Well, it's not there.
That's
not the
uncontested most. Marks. These are the most marks, so shut up. I'm not sure about that. Question three.
He didn't take 41. And you've set these to Will, and you've
41.
Still butchered it. Someone's had 41 marks.
No one's ever taken 41.
No one's taken 41. Nah, that's uncontested possessions.
Oh,
that might
yes,
be that one of your questions that's coming up.
Which is different to marks.
You've I could name
you
all
these. You've had an unmitigated nightmare.
Hang on.
Yeah, he's just checking them now.
Question three is a lifeline. Oh, get around him! So, Angelo, going beautifully. I don't know if you need these lifelines, but you got Solarium Duck. Only did it once.
I did it once. It was unhealthy.
Memo Bernie, which we haven't got to yet. Come from you and the big boss.
Boohoo Brayshaw.
Boohoo Brayshaw. Are you on to join us, Boohoo?
Never.
Throwing the toys out again.
I don't wipe my freckle with this garbage.
And Damien Barrett.
Oh. There you go.
How boring is everyone has a nickname name? And old Damien.
What's your middle name?
No. Do you need to know?
Yeah. No.
Nicholas.
Damien Nicholas Barrett.
Mm. Thanks, Ben. Who holds the record, Angelo? You've been on fire for being reported 7 times in a single game. Ooh. Who holds the record for being reported 7 times in a single match?
Go to Duck. Duck's cheating again.
Hang on, Ange.
I'll go for the Solarium, man. Duck.
Solarium.
Just one. It's catching on.
One.
It's catching on.
Jeez,
one goat, Duck.
Oh, well, it's pretty obvious. It was out of a grand final.
Oh, it's pretty obvious, and, is it?
Oh, it's obvious.
Pretty obvious, is it? When you look at the sheet.
It was out of a grand final.
Was it? Yes.
And by the way, it didn't connect with too many.
No, he didn't.
Alistair Lynch.
He didn't.
He got...
Yes?
I think it was 7 times.
Angelo?
Yeah, I'll go with the duck.
Yes, ducky boy. So 7 times.
In that one incident, or was it all?
No, it was all of them. Yeah, attempted and all that.
So there were 7.
And coaches. From that game, they doubled the penalty.
Sanctions for infringements in a grand final.
In a grand final. Yeah. 7 times reported. Wow. Daryl Wakeland?
Daryl.
He got 10 weeks. Thank you, Will. There we go. What a comprehensive quiz we have.
Oh, my God.
Angelo, you still there?
Sure am, boys.
Good.
I'd love
still
Angelo
alive.
To have hung up.
No, he loves
so
it.
So I've had enough of it.
What was the theme of today's quiz?
It's just called Bill's
Pop
quiz.
Pop quiz.
Oh, is it the trivia? Bill
quiz. Brent Maloney, old Beamer, and Patrick Cripps share the record for having... You're right, Doug. Share the record for having the most of what stat in a single game?
What?
Any hints?
No. Brent Maloney and Patrick Cripps share the most for having the most of what stat in a single game?
Share the most for having the most.
Look how it's actually read.
Sharing the most for having the most stat.
Share the record for having the most.
Which stat do they share the record for?
Yeah, thank you, Duck.
So, that's better.
It's an easy way to write it.
I'll read the question.
Duck's correct.
Brent Maloney and Patrick Cripps share the record for having the most of what stat in a single game?
That's better.
That's clear.
Is there an echo?
He used stat three times.
There's an echo in the room.
The most of the most.
Boo-hoo.
Yes.
Shush, boo-hoo.
Listen, yes. Shakes.
The stat most.
Oh, hurry up. Mississippi's run at 1:15 today at Caulfield. What? Are you there, Angelo?
Shakes.
Yep. Sure.
Come on.
Angelo Lickus.
It's Santa Clearances.
Oh.
Yeah, we'll give you that. Clearances. Santa Clearances.
Well, Santa Clearances
aren't
clearances.
They're two different things.
They're very different.
Yeah, they're different.
Will gave me the thumbs up.
Well, I need to see because the quiz is slowing down.
No, well, I'm told it's got to be faster.
Oh, no.
Ian Stewart was a sensational player. He's one of only four men to win the Brownlow medal three times. Won it three times, Ian Stewart, St Kilda and Richmond.
Yep.
Who are the other three? Angelo. Now you got Memo, Bernie. You got Damien, Barrett, Nicholas, and you got Boohoo.
No, you have not got Boohoo.
I just want to say Boohoo. I just want to say Boohoo.
Boohoo, great.
Hurry up, Angelo. I reckon you're looking up Wikipedia.
Can I just answer it?
Yeah.
I'll just go Dick Reynolds, Bob Skelton, and Stewart.
Yes.
What's he reading? He's reading like. Oh, hang on. Well, what did he say? Dick Reynolds.
Yeah, he got it right.
Bobby Skelton. Yeah. And who else did he say?
Ian Stewart.
Ian Stewart, who you said.
But I want another one.
No, he said the three, Bill.
No, he didn't.
Oh,
Hose has gone bang, old pineapple. Well done.
Pineapple.
Excuse me, you're pineapple.
Oh, that's right. Dale's there. Hello, Dale.
He shakes.
Guess where Dale's from?
Dalesford.
Parkdale. Him there. Are you really from Parkdale, Dale?
Jim.
I am, Bill, just driving home after watching the mighty St. Bede's Tigers under 19s.
Oh, good. Who did they beat, St. Bede's?
No, that's them, Bill.
Who did they beat, Dale, from Parkdale?
Worst ever.
This is embarrassing.
No, they lost by 2 points today, Billy.
That's what I asked. It wasn't a
Well,
bad
so they didn't beat out. Anybody.
They can't
well,
beat.
I don't know that. Yeah. I'm asking old Dale from Parkdale.
They can't beat themselves.
Ian Stewart is one of only four men to win the Brownlow medal three times. Who are the other three, Dale, from Parkdale?
I'm going to say Dick Reynolds, Bob Skelton, and Hayden Bunton.
Yes.
Bang.
Yes. Better. Let's see. Angelo didn't say.
Are we in break territory?
No.
Yes.
I'll tell you what's a good quiz. Good questions today.
When he starts doing that, break him.
I think we need a break.
When he starts getting around himself.
Oh, my
Question
God.
Six.
Yeah. Really so you're halfway on through. And then
you
regroup.
Really are a boo-hoo.
Yeah. We're halfway through.
Boo-hoo.
Shakes.
Shake it up.
You create your own quiz and then take 15 minutes to get halfway through.
And you put on weight on despite being on shakes.
That's it.
Can you see that? Can you through those bottle glasses?
And go
that's what they're for, you
starting
idiots.
Up a fat
Not as
club.
Thick as that. How can you see through them? They're as thick as a
hard
coke yakka, bottle.
New breed of Aussie legends, McDonald's and Remod water. Triple M Rocks footy.
Download the Listener app now to stream every game on Triple M footy.
Lightning start.
Just download the Listener app and select Triple M.
This is just hang time for you. You're deliberately blowing this shit quiz out so that you can be on air as long as possible.
If it was just me, we would have had it done by now, but everyone's got to chip in with their little 3 cents worth.
Chief's got
like
some
this.
Feedback, Jim.
No, yeah. Chief's enjoying the show. He said, go harder on me, Jim. I'm loving it.
What did he really say?
So
what did he really say, Jim?
Primate. Yeah.
Get the dump
primate.
Ready, Rosie.
Yeah. We go to Dale in Parkdale. Welcome back.
Thanks, Phil.
Three players are in the top three for hit-outs to advantage in a single game.
Oh.
Who are they? Hit-outs to advantage in a single game.
How do you need to
know that? It's a good quiz.
Pretty easy.
We'll just go with three of the top ruckmen, I would have thought.
Oh.
Well, one's retired.
Yeah. Thank you, Doc.
Long retired-ish. Longish.
Couple of years. So
this is come on!
Was Todd Goldstein?
Yep.
Not bad. Thank you, Doc.
Ducks had enough.
Ducks had enough of trying to wrap up the quiz. Yes?
Todd Goldstein.
You said him, yep.
Yeah, thank you. let's go with...
Good work, Hose.
Like it, Hose.
Let's go to Mount Gambier. Beautiful golf course there.
Very
public
nice
ones, nice.
No, the country.
I club play there. In the public one, Jim. Yeah, right near the lake there. Billy runs it, doesn't he, Stephen?
Just watching junior footy, Bill.
Yeah, well, it's a good course, yep. Who's playing? Mount Gambier taking on who? Penola.
East Gambier and West Gambier.
There's four.
East v West.
There's four teams in Gambier. North, East, South, West. Is that right?
That's right. Then there's Caston, Sanford and Millicent.
Yeah.
Millicent.
Panola's not even in that league.
No, not even there.
No, they're in the KNT.
Yeah. They're in the KNT.
I'll play in that league.
Yeah. Which three players are in the top three for hit-outs to advantage in a single game?
Good question, Bill.
Todd Goldstein, I'll give you one.
Todd Goldstein.
Yeah.
Max Gorn.
Yes.
Ooh. Aaron Sandilands.
Well done.
Stevie.
Someone's got my quiz. They're reading it.
Good. Good. Let's go.
Question seven. Another good question for Anthony Wynn.
Is it?
Which team has produced the most Brownlow medal winners? Which team?
That would have to be.
Yeah. Today.
I'll just go with Collingwood.
No. Let's go to Ben there in Byford. Okay, Ben.
Just waiting for you, this quiz to wrap up, Bill.
Well done, Ben. Which team has produced the most Brownlow medal winners, Benny boy?
I'm going to have a stab. I'm going to say South Melbourne, Sydney.
Yeah. Well done.
Hey. Very good in Byford.
Good. Yeah, Byford, Jim.
Paul Kelly, one of the great Brownlow winners from Sydney.
Goods.
Oh, thank you, Doug.
Paul Kelly's my favourite.
Nice editorial. Lifeline. Get around him! So you've still got Memo, Bernie, yeah. And you've got Damien. And I don't know about Boohoo. No,
get on with it.
Ben?
What's Memo for?
You need the question. Which three players? Now, another good question. Oh, which three players have won the Brownlow medal but have been ineligible?
Oh, well done, Bill.
Not saying it again. Three players that have won it, but they haven't.
Oh,
well, they didn't win it. What were they?
Eligible.
I'll go. I want Duck to answer this question.
No, Duck's okay. Solarium's out.
Solarium's already cheated.
He's brown.
Purple.
Purple. Well, it was Corey McKernan in 96, Chris Grant 97, and then we had the situation with Joe Watson being forced to return his to Sam Mitchell and Trent Cotchin. So they're the three names, Bill.
Ben?
Sounds good to me.
Well done. Good question. Yeah, well done, Damien.
Never have been made to hand his back to
I disagree, Jim, but that's another conversation. So.
No. Well, question nine.
You've got McKernan a got rubbed out for?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have been rubbed out either.
Romo did something for Corey last weekend. Auctioned off something for Corey, didn't he?
Did he? Rombo.
No, Rombo.
Oh, Rombo.
Yeah, he did. Rombo. Yeah.
Did a nice auction.
Yeah. Right, keep going.
Outside the MCG. Another good question here, Ben. Outside the MCG, which venue has hosted the most games in VFL AFL history? Outside the MCG.
Question, Bill.
Waverley.
No. I would have thought that. We go
to good question,
Point actually. Cook and talk to Tim. Hello, Timmy.
Just driving around bloody High Point car park.
That's old haunt.
Is that Kath and Kim? Is that?
No.
Which, outside the MCG, which venue has hosted the most games in VFL, AFL history there? Tim?
I'll say Marvel.
No, Marvel's new. Let's go to John in Richmond. Good question, Bill. I know you like it, Boohoo. You're not even interacting. John? Hello, John.
Just driving back from G-Town. Had a brunch in Paco, Bill.
Oh, where'd you go?
$9,000.
Yeah, across the road from the Cremorne.
Jeez, you need... That's it. Couldn't have got out of there quick enough, Johnny.
Would have been nice. Johnny boy, which ground outside the MCG has hosted the most games?
Let's go SCG.
No. Well, give us a clue in a minute, Ducky boy. Right. Sean's there in...
Give one now, boy.
I hope so.
In Victoria? Or
Carnegie. It's in Victoria. Victoria. It's in Victoria. Sean?
Putting some bricks around the fence so the dog doesn't escape.
Oh, good
bricks.
Work.
What sort of dog?
Border Collie. So he's escaped a couple of times.
Yep.
I've got one of them and it hasn't got a brain.
They say their dogs are like their own.
They start to look like them. I've got one, Rover. Oh, yeah, poor
just
old Rover.
Get to the question.
Sean, what venue has hosted the most games outside the MCG? Shawnee?
Princess Park.
Yes. Can you believe that? Princess Park.
Yeah.
1,277. Because that was the ground, wasn't it, before the MCG?
Then they had some co-tenants as well, so North Melbourne used it a lot. There were a number of teams.
Lifeline.
Yeah, come on. Here we go. Number 10 for IGA, $250 liquor voucher, Jim.
Yes, please.
Who was the first non-Victorian team to win the grand final there, Shawnee?
First non-Victorian team. West Coast Eagles.
Bang! 1992 defeated Geelong.
West Coast Eagles.
How'd you
Brownless
go that one,
kick,
Bill?
Kick four.
Yeah. And then you went to the reunion.
Yeah, went to a reunion. Yeah, and wore a Geelong jersey to it.
That's it.
Yeah. I went to the Carlton reunion.
$250 voucher where good food deserves a great drop.
That's what I was looking
well
for.
Well done to Sean.
Yeah, well done, Sean.
All right, very nice. Now,
good
Memo.
Quiz. Did you like the questions?
No, I didn't.
No.
So terrible. Get to this, please, Phil.
Yeah, well, Jim, we all receive this, and we have got permission to run this publicly now. That you and Joel, the head of football of all Triple M operations, this is the email that we all got during the week. This is an important one for those who do special comments. Please. please leave room during pig moments for the play-by-play to get the call away before you jump in. We have had a few instances this year where big moments are not clearly communicated to our listeners as the special comments have yelled, cheered, screamed over the play-by-play commentator. It goes on a bit, Jim.
Well, this is known as the Spud Clause.
This is the Spud Clause. And we might go back to the origins of the Spud Clause. It was your call of the great Malcheski goal in the 2012 Grand Final, Jim, and you couldn't get a word in because of Spud.
Yep. Picked up by Hanbury. Malcheski, snap, and there's your Grand Final! Oh! There's your Grand Final! Sydney Swans!
So unfortunately,
good call, Jim.
Unfortunately, every special comms at Triple M since that moment has felt the need to get his or her voice in over the top of the caller at the big moments. And we had it last weekend when Will Ralston, who produces the Saturday Rub, does a very good job, had made his national debut calling the great Sam Draper goal at the game last week. And again, you wouldn't know Will was calling that.
As Draper runs out of the middle, handball to Guelphy. He's got self-kick Barry! Outside of the right!
Goal of the year! Goal of the year!
Are you kidding me? It's home!
Oh, my God!
It could be goal of the year from Sam Draper. Extraordinary scenes at Marvel.
So poor old Will Jim didn't get his moment. And Josh Bruce, of all people, was one of the people doing it.
Well, Bruce, he's
doing really
first
well.
First game.
I can't believe
Michael
Roberts, managed to be also special comming that game.
On, and
but we need to get to the bottom of this, though, Jim, because there's an elephant in the room, not for the first time, Duck. The real reason this...
My cut's starting to heal up. Is that what you're talking
The real reason this memo went around was because of you, Boom. And it started this year when Jordan Dawson, the famous showdown kick after the siren for the Crows on Triple M anyway, went this way.
Can you win the game for your team? What a kick coming up. About 49 metres out, Jordan Dawson. 48 metres.
He's kicked out! He's kicked out!
Now, we thought we told you off at the moment, but you did it again only 3 weeks later when Jim was trying to call your great mate, and maybe you got caught up in the moment of your great mate, Tex Walker, intercepting the ball at Ballarat against the Bulldogs late in the piece to kick what was a match-winning goal, but you didn't let Jim have his moment.
Daniel goes through a bit of a smart-ass buckaroon. It was a real smart-ass play.
He's on his own.
Gallant's going to go to the Texan. It was a smart-ass buckaroon bringing the ball back in. And Daniel has coughed it up to Gallant and now Walker. Kick on the way.
Oh, he's kicked out.
Bernie. Not about you, Bernie. It's not about you. Your special comments.
I'm a supporter
Let
of football.
Let the caller call the game.
I'm a supporter of football.
No, you're not.
And when my team was involved.
No. So you've ruined it.
We've eventually got the reason Bill called your memo.
Is this the memo?
No one understood what you were talking about until
including
now.
Me.
We were supposed to do this before we were meant to do this.
I heard a rumour that may have been about me. So I rang you and Giles.
Did
and
you?
He just said, you're exempt, mate. We love you.
Exempt.
So who was it? In fact, he's thinking of maybe making me a caller after what he's heard because he loves it.
What I love too, Jim, with the responses into comments. The group situation on the emails. Yes. And again, normally radio stations and organisations wouldn't broadcast publicly what's said, but we've got permission to do so. So Ross Lyon, the great Ross Lyon, responded first to Ewan's email. Ewan, I think I'm guilty as charged with some cheering. Apologies, great feedback. Will action on it. Lee Montagna then knows Ross Lyon.
Well done, Ross.
Ross loves a good old Monday morning feedback session. Chief then has dived in with, always happy with feedback, Ewan. Much appreciated. Oh. That would have been disingenuous from Chief.
He wouldn't have actually written that.
Exactly.
And then Duck. Then Duck just wrap it up with, him. I'm a good listener. Thanks, Ewan.
Oh, Duck.
Good listener.
Oh, he loves it too. He's hit me. He's hit me.
Normally that's me. Yeah. So lucky you. Yeah.
Well done. You've learned something.
Yeah.
What have you learned? What actually have you learned? Yeah. In all seriousness, what is the take out?
I think I just need to wait. I need to give it a couple of seconds before I get excited. Okay. Because when my team's involved, Bill, you can't talk about getting excited.
You're not. I let the caller call.
You nearly fell out of the second tier. when Geelong kicked that winning goal the other week.
I played.
At least he's doing special comments.
Yes.
Excellent. You've been given
I know, Jim. I said, I put my hand up and said, there's some young kids coming through. They seem to know what's going on around the ball.
Going wrong.
And I don't. So I'll have a spell. And I said, I'll exit. I'll do the right thing. You don't have to tell me, Ewan.
Succession plan.
I'll walk.
I'll tell you what you said to Ewan. You said, Ewan, I've got a real feeling you're about to give me the arse, so I'll jump first and exit the box.
I went into the fish and chip shop, and I read the whiting on the wall. I read the whiting on the wall, and I knew what was happening.
Nuff Nuff coming up next. Hard Yakka, new breed of Aussie legends, McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, Triple M Rocks Footy.
The Listener app is the home of everything Triple M Footy.
This will be the game!
Listen live or on demand. Just download the Listener app and select Triple M.
I told you, homeboy.
Clean belly, heel, bill of heels.
Get enough, nuff.
Yeah, that's how we living, and you know.
Empty.
Unprecedented.
Gonna try and get back out there.
That's what you call a nuff, nuff.
Break it down.
He smells nice in here, this McDonald's. Oh,
beautiful. The Macca's has been delivered. We love it.
Yeah, good. Right. Looking after. Got a bit today, Jim, to get through. And I know Ash has arrived here somewhere, so he's probably listening out there. But, well, he's not in great nick at the moment. And I'll show you why. Because, first of all, you crossed to the Collingwood score, and he had this to say.
What about in Adelaide, Ash? What's happening over there? Early stage of second term?
Yeah, Collingwood by 5 points over the Crows.
Calling that one yet? Or?
Yes.
All right. So the Pies are home in Adelaide, according to Ash. So
he got that. He got lucky under a kick Collingwood win by. But then it was the Frio Sydney game early on, and he had this to say.
Cock is off to a good start, Ash.
There you go, Brownie. 3-1-19. Sydney 1 point just over the halfway mark into the first quarter.
Calling it out?
Yes, I am.
All right. It's all over there.
And called it. What happened, Jim? Sydney come running over the top and smacked him.
Absolutely smacked him.
Well, in Darce's words, he thinks Ash is trailing off a little bit. And I tend to agree because all he asked was a simple question. How's Nick Haynes going?
Nick Haynes. Wow. What's his first half been like so far, too, man? Nick Haynes?
Triple M Red Z Darce. Nick Haynes is picked up. Actually struggling to find him. Here we go. Hold on a second. Here we go. 10 disposals and a couple of marks.
22 names there, Truman. Yep. On the sheet is... he's lost him, Ash.
Trailing off a touch in his 21st year, the Chew.
Trailing off. And the one thing he definitely hasn't done is I don't reckon he's ventured out of Point Cook too much because he was asked if he'd ever been to Kalgoorlie and, well, I think the gold and the Kalgoorlie it just messed him up.
Been to Kalgoorlie too?
Yeah, I have. About 8 or 9 years ago. Yep.
Did you enjoy it?
It was okay.
Find any gold?
Yeah. Spent some time on the Gold Coast there.
In the area we're talking about, is Asia across the line. You're talking about the Gold Coast.
Kalgoorlie mixed up with Coolangatta. So he has been to Coolangatta, but not Kalgoorlie. How'd you go in Kalgoorlie? You find any gold? Yeah, he went to the Gold Coast. It was great. Our boy Daisy, he's in some great form at the moment, but just struggled to say Jaya Simpkin.
I was watching as much the fans as I was the players. He was a man. He was fantastic. Jai Simpson.
Just threw heaps of Simpson in. Hey, and then he spoke about Reece Shaw, but I think he wasn't listening earlier.
I'm not sure how long we can keep going before we do mention the Reece Shaw initiation game when he became interim coach against the Tigers way back when, round 11, 2018.
Well, we might have mentioned that already, haven't we?
Yeah, maybe a quarter time.
Hello to our friends at Amy as well.
Yeah. I might have name dropped you right before that as well.
Yeah, I wasn't listening.
Righto, Duck.
Who's Duck? You're a good listener. That's right. And, we got you, Duck. You're the best in the business. You give us great insight, great analysis, we like to say. But you take us places where, well, no one else can take us.
We're fumbling because, well, they're fumbling.
That's why he's on the big money, Jim.
You get paid huge dollars for that.
Because, they're fumbling. While we're on Duck, Brownie, well, I'm not sure how many times Brownie's actually been to Alice Springs, but he was very confident in the weather patterns, and Duck was all over him.
Down to 20 at the moment, perfect blue skies, but the Alice Springs Duck, the temperature drops really quickly at this time of year when the sun goes down. There's no moisture in the air or any humidity to keep it in, and it gets really, really cold.
I think Port's pressure's dropping with the temperature.
Thanks, Nathan Bunn.
Nathan Bunn.
On the Nathan Bunn. But he went on for a long time. Has he ever been to Alice Springs?
No.
Who, me?
No, Nathan Brown.
No.
No.
He just made that up.
I don't know why he's coming up with all that stuff. Nick Riewoldt doesn't do many games with us, but that's no excuse for not knowing our sponsors.
We've seen them let go. We've seen them paid on the who's our replay screen now?
Harvey Norman.
I haven't got the screen.
Oh,
there we go. Oh, Harvey Norman, of course.
Absolutely.
Just forgot that one. Yeah. Like you with the IGA every week, Bill. You forget yep. to know what it is.
Off, no, I know off the IGA. Wood. But I just don't know the other.
Ah, that's what you don't know. Yeah, yeah. Well, it was a bad week for Nick Riewoldt because last night, well, the draw happened. So there was a conversation about a draw and, well, Gary Lyon just might have forgotten one of Nick Riewoldt's draws.
I was just about to say, have either of you played in a draw?
I played in a draw.
I didn't ask you because it then occurred to me that you played
in
a
draw. Yeah, but you could have just sat on it.
So Gaz is into him there.
Good.
And then, well, Ross, I love listening to Ross. Speaking of the memo going out, Bill, I need you to listen in here and just pick up on where Ross may have got things wrong.
Triple M Foxtel scoreboard, 4K Ultra HD.
Wow, it was great. Best way to watch out. Pressure.
Sorry. You're right, Rossi, go for it.
Sorry, I just thought I'd talk about the game.
He's always got a reason for it, hasn't he?
Never wrong.
I just thought I'd talk about the game because that's what we're here to listen to. Tom Brown. Well, he's made a few mistakes of late, but I think he was maybe underprepared for this one last night because remember, the final crowd was 23,000.
Let's get to Tommy Brown for Bob Jane Team Arts.
Thanks, Das. Pretty good crowd building already, about 30 or 35,000 looking forward to this game.
Thank you, Tommy.
I don't think you sound that prepared, to be honest, Tommy. I think he's doing some extra work with Channel 7. What are you doing down there, Tommy? Are you with us? Are you ready to go?
100%, Howie. I just arrived and just sat down, and as I put on the headset, you crossed to me. I was a little bit underprepared.
He's going with 35,000, only 23,000 there. Just prepare yourself a little bit, Tommy, for when they cross to you. Now, Ditch last week, he had a bit of a bad run there at one stage. And, well, he didn't know what way the Crows are going, the Pies are going to start with.
25 around from the Pies' goal. Cameron reached from behind, belted it forward. Collingwood a chance here. Loose ball in front of goal. Picking, in fact, it's the Crows end.
It's gone the wrong way. And then it continued.
Well done, Jim. You didn't say anything.
A few seconds later.
Brand new contract this week. An extension of another 12 months next year for Tex, who's their leading goal kicker this season. He's been kicking really well too. And he makes no mistake with this one. And the Pies... The Crows get the first goal. I'm nuts here.
You need a spell, Mitch.
Yeah, I'm not, the Crows get the first goal of the second term. Bloody hell, who's playing?
They just got a little bit caught up there at one stage.
They called it beautifully.
But enough of the week.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Enough of the week.
Bill. Speaking of Adelaide, no, Bill's missed out the last couple of weeks, but we need to go back to Adelaide. Someone that was working with us, Tommy Rockliffe.
Oh.
Well, he tried to say, I'm not sure what he's trying to say here to start with, Bill.
A couple of mistakes early from Collingwood. Uncharacteristic. Sorry about that.
Oh,
dear.
Early
on. Just use
the small words early.
Small words. Use the small words.
What about Jim as well at the end? But this is the best one. Now, this is from Dead Set Legends in Adelaide this morning. And, well, this is a slow motion car crash because, well, things just go from bad to worse.
Christopher Laporte has won the 19th stage of the Tour de France overnight, becoming the first French rider to claim a stage in this year's Tour. And then, of course, a Danish rider. Well, Jonas Vingegaard still maintains the overall lead ahead of Slovakian rider Tjaž Pogačar, British rider Geraint Thomas, French rider David Goudou, and Colombian rider Nirigo Quintana.
How did he say Slovenian?
that was the easiest bit.
That had it all, didn't it? Talking over each other, the names Bernie pronounced incorrectly.
Anyway, enjoy Nuff Nuff today on the Rab Rock.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's, Triple M Rocks Footy.